Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
To the strains of the old gray whistle test. 1971 to 1988 on BBC Two out of the Shepherd's Bush Studios, along with Ready, Steady, Go, the greatest music show in history. Annie Nightingale, Whispering Bob Harris. It was like for, I mean, Top of the Pops, American Bandstand, that's for like the current, that show was for like, you used to see stuff like Captain Beefheart, you used to see like the serious musicians on that show.
I always liked that with American Bandstand. Was it really those that great of a group? I mean,
the only one person ever. They're all lip synced with one exception. Jerry Lee Lewis would not go on the show if he lip synced, so he was the only person ever to play live on Bandstand.
Oh, nice!
Do you remember who sang the theme and wrote it?
No,
Barry Manilow.
Wasn't Bandstand?
We're going hopping. Barry Manilow, who also wrote the Burger King. Jingle.
It's so
hold
weird.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce.
This weekend I haven't heard him in months or maybe a year, and I heard four different Manilow songs on satellite radio.
Okay, do you want to like talk into the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, you tip it up.
It was a Barry Manilow week.
There's a great Will and Grace that did a thing about the Will Truman, of course, Eric McCormick, waiting in line to get Barry Manilow tickets. And, what's the name of the actress? I just drew a blank. Sarah Gilbert was waiting, and they're talking about their fan pages. Fanilow, Copacabana. It was a hilarious episode. And Christopher Penn, the late Christopher Penn, Sean's brother, played a roadie for Barry Manilow, and he's kind of a heavy set, altogether great looking guy, but he was gay, and Eric McCormick was like hitting on him because he knew he was gay to get front row to meet Barry Manilow. It was really, really funny.
I love that kind of stuff. Barry Manilow, I saw him in a Penthouse interview. I love to read the interviews.
Yeah, that guy made some money.
Yeah, and he says, you come to one of my concerts and it's 9-to-1 women.
Oh, yeah, big time. And he had about as much interest in them as I did in him. Later this hour, I have no idea what we're doing, but we're going to figure it out as we go along with my personal show for the Great Cabbie. I'm Jerry Burke, 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here. This past Wednesday was a big time... 30th anniversary of arguably one of the greatest nights of my life. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
To left field and deep and down he goes back and it's gone. Unbelievable.
Arguably one of the greatest moments of my life. This past Wednesday, the 30th anniversary of Dave Henderson on a 2-2 pitch, taking Donnie Moore deep. After, I mean, don't forget, they scored four runs that inning. It wasn't just Don Baylor hit a two-run homer earlier in the inning off of, Mike Witt, who had like a four-hitter going up to that point. And, of course, Gary Lucas came in to pitch to one batter, Rich Gedman, who, like, was like hitting BBs all night. He had a home run and a couple of doubles. First pitch, he hit him with it. They brought Moore in, and what people tend to forget was the Angels tied it up in the bottom of the ninth and had the bases loaded with one out with DeSensei and Gritch coming up. And DeSensei hit a short fly to right, and you weren't going to run on Evans. And then Gritch hit a little humpback liner back to the pitcher. And to end that inning, they end up winning it in the 11th. But the funny part was in the bottom of the 10th, Gary Pettis, remember him?
Yep.
He got a very good right fielder. There was a man on first with two outs, and Jim Rice took a home run away from him in left field to end the 10th inning before they went into the 11th. You know, those three games in Anaheim.
How many innings did it end up going?
11, yeah.
Okay.
Those three games, three, four, and five in Anaheim, and the Angels won the first. These may have been the three consecutive games, the three best consecutive games in postseason history. All three of those games were absolutely fantastic.
Did Donnie Moore pitch all the way to the 11th?
Yeah, he was losing pitcher.
Okay. He knew he gave.
He gave up a sack fly in the 11th to Dave Henderson Brian Downey made the last out. He popped out to Dave Stapleton at first base.
Henderson played earlier for the A's.
Yeah, no, he was traded from Seattle with Spike Owen in August. He went to the A's 2 years later.
Spike Owens, he hung. Did he was a teammate of Tim Cruz?
No, Spike. No, no.
I'm missing. No,
you're thinking of Steve Olin,
the one that they had the boating accident.
Yeah, he was saying Steve Olin was passed away as
tragic.
The Cruz,
yeah.
Who was on that '88 team, and Bobby Ojeda was the only one to survive. Spike Owen. He played. He was on the. He was the shortstop on the University of Texas team with Roger Clemens that won the and Greg Swindell.
And they won the College World Series.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Greg Swindell was on that team. He was actually considered a better prospect than Clemens coming out of college. And Swindell, he had a good career, too. Big, big left-handed dude. I actually batted against him in an ACBL game one time. It was like trying to I was like trying to hit an aspirin with a fishing rod.
Never happened.
As a lefty, no. I got news. I hit a foul ball, and I was like proud of myself. I was just hoping not to get hit, you know?
I've done that, you know, like in really big games, like when I was young. I would foul off pitch after pitch. If the guy was just so good, I would just check swing foul it off until he walked me. That was the best I could do.
Okay.
You get on base. You know, yeah. Get plunked a few times.
Well, I forgot who it was. I think it was Willie Stargell batting against Sandy Koufax. Said, you know, I would just hope to go 0-for-3 and not get hurt.
Not get hurt.
Yeah, it was a great line.
This is more recent. You don't like it. But what about Sandoval against Verlander? And the only time he faced him before was the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he got a triple, and then he goes, 3-for-3?
I was in Venice when that happened. I was a friend of mine was in town, and earlier that day we were at Beverly Wilshire. And then we went to Venice, and we went to this place called the Sidewalk Cafe to get some bite to eat and some beers. And the game was on. And that's where I saw Sandoval hit those home runs.
You know, they had to close the San Francisco Zoo. A panda killed all the tigers.
There you go. Very funny. Very, very funny. Actually, right now I'm watching. I'll show it to you during the break. In the 10th inning of a Pettis. You know, it's funny. I was talking about the Dave Henderson thing. I was living in Munich, Germany at the time. And it was well after midnight, but I think it was not well after midnight. It was around midnight because that was actually a day.
And what, did they show it on regular TV?
AFRTS. But I was with my friend Steve Corsetti. He lived like next door to me. And we were watching it at his place. We were sitting there. He's from Danbury, New Hampshire. And we were sitting there watching this. We were saying, hey, let's watch it to the bitter end and then go out and get, you can't use the word. Baylor hit the home run. We were like, whatever. And then we really weren't even paying attention. And we said, okay, let's just watch it. And then when Henderson hit that home run, we were like two little kids. And, of course, when they tied it, I was like, but when they ended up winning, we went out. But he was at my place a couple of weeks later in game 6 against the Mets with the Red Sox. When that ball went through Buckner's legs, he grabbed my TV and threw it out the window.
Took
the cable, went right up the wall. But I didn't blame him one bit.
Still stings.
You know, it still does. Yeah. I can't watch that or the Bucky Dent game. And I was at the Bucky Dent. And I never said, you won 3 worlds. It doesn't. It still hurts. You know, here's the thing. You can be married, happily married, but sometimes you think about an ex-girlfriend, and that could still hurt.
What is it? This goes back, you know, when I was but it was McCovey lining out to the
lined out to
base.
Bobby Richardson, yeah.
With 62.
Yeah, 62. Yeah,
great base hit.
Everyone wants to make it sound like it was a great play by Richardson. It was just a fairly routine line drive. You just take a couple steps to his left.
Right,
but Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts,
yeah.
Charlie Brown, he was a diehard Giant fan. And the day after that, the comic strip, Charlie Brown and Linus are just sitting on a bench and didn't say a word in the third panel. You know, Charlie Brown, Linus exasperatingly looking up to the sky, goes, why couldn't McCovey have hit the ball a foot higher?
A foot, yeah.
That would have done it. That would have done it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. We got big-time update to do when we come back. We got NFL, NHL, of course, baseball. The Major League playoffs are taking place right now. My Red Sox are not in it, goddammit.
How about McCovey almost running me over at AT&T?
We don't care.
Oh, okay.
We don't care.
I would have been proud.
By the way, he's from a town that has the most Major League Baseball baseball Hall of Famers.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. Do you know what the town is?
I don't.
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
Yeah, him.
Where's Willie Mays from?
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, so yeah, okay, that's what
him, Satchel
said.
Him, like, Satchel Paige, Willie Mays.
Oh, and, Satchel Paige, too.
And Ozzie Smith. They're all from Ozzie Smith. They're all from Mobile. San Diego's
team.
Second with 3.
Nice.
See that?
Really, San Diego? Ted Williams.
Tony Gwynn, and I forgot who the other one was.
How could I not remember? Tony Gwynn.
And San Francisco has 3.
And yeah,
but the DiMaggio's don't count because they're actually from Martinez.
Oh.
I originally see that.
Which is way up there in the river.
Yeah. But their father was a fisherman down here. They're originally from Martinez, California.
So. Ah.
Who's the only Canadian baseball Hall of Famer? The pitcher. Still alive.
I'm thinking of the Australian.
Most notably with the Cubs. That's where he had his most.
I know who it is, but I'm thinking. I'm
big
stuck
time,
on the,
big time weed smoker too.
Yeah, I'm stuck on that reliever from Australia. What's his name?
Who cares? It's not him.
Yeah, I can't think of him.
Ferguson Jenkins.
Oh,
Ferguson. Yeah, he's Canadian.
He smokes pot.
Yeah, I've been around with him. He and Billy Lee are really good friends.
Well, I heard pot is a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's the newsflash.
If
weed is if THC is fat soluble, which they say it is, my entire career has been under the influence of it. Louis Tiant used to use it, but he didn't smoke it. Louis Tiant, he was from Cuba originally, and people tend to forget when he first came up. He was a flamethrower, but then he blew out his arm, and that's how he ended up being a really good junk ball pitcher. But he used to make this liniment out of different oils and herbs, and marijuana was one of the herbs, and he used to have assistants rub it into his arm.
Kind of a hemp?
Yeah. No, it was weed. He put weed in it, and the assistant would be rubbing it in his arm looking very happy. But, yeah, he used to rub it into his arm.
Nice.
Yeah, it does have its medicinal qualities.
Yeah, I know a few ball players that may partake in the oil.
Well, there was the cover of High Times magazine in 1979. Billy Lee, who was fined $250 for saying he used marijuana by Bowie Kuhn. It was rescinded. He said he used it. He never smoked it. The cover of High Times, it says, what would happen if Bowie Kuhn fined every major league ball player who used marijuana $250? And the bottom says, he'd be a rich man. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, we got us a big time update coming up next. Oh, my God, the Partridge Family. Based on who? Well, they're the real band they were based on.
Oh, I thought they were a real band.
Oh, the Cowsills. Oh. You know, Hair.
Little Kids?
They're a family. They weren't kids. One of them died in Katrina, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
On the Partridge Family?
No.
The
Cowsills, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Like I said, we got an update next. This is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
June 22nd, 1988, The Tonight Show. Johnny Carson, friend of mine, Michael Davis, Broadway actor et al. Little Singing Winds, Crying Beast from Santana's Abraxas album. This was the prelude. This went into A Black Magic Woman.
Ah.
Which was originally done by Fleetwood Mac. See that? It's kind of a Calypso song, the original. Thank you for covering that silence.
God, oh, I thought you were letting the music play. I'm sorry.
No, it's coughing. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help you with swing. Here's what you need to do.
Sing?
Swing. You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. NFL action, boys and girls. Ooh. Okay, it was for a while, it was 14-13 at one point. Buffalo and the Niners?
Yes, very
yeah,
close.
Yeah, 45-16 Buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah, it was August. Buffalo, they would.
You know, I know.
They're 4-2 now.
We have this Kaepernick thing, but he wings the ball downfield.
He didn't look, like, first half, he looked pretty good.
Right, but the second half, you know, but well, he remember Buffalo's, the touchdown.
Buffalo's defense looked really, really good.
Even his touchdown pass. Okay.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Washington, unbelievable. By the way, that that monument they were going to build to Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Okay, hold off on that.
Put it on hold.
27-20 at the FedEx in Landover was the Washington over the Eagles. Oh, Cleveland, you almost won a game. Oh, I think they may have covered, though. 28-26, it was the former Houston Oilers, better known as the Titans now, formed the 28-26 over Cleveland. Real defensive struggle at the Superdome. Carolina's now 1-5. Nolens, 41-38 over the Panthers. Giants, 27-23 over Baltimore. Elsewhere in the NFL, it was New England, 35-17 over Cincinnati. The Tatois. In Detroit, 31-28 over the Rams.
Cool. And held them at the end there.
Yeah, cooled their Jets. Check out Jacksonville beating the Bears in Chicago. That's, you know, that's got to be just embarrassing if you're, you know, if you're a Bear fan. Just think, Jacksonville coming into Chicago and 17-16 was your final score there.
You know, we've been picking Jacksonville at the preseason.
God, they got to do something about
those
uniforms.
A little better, you know.
Great owner, fun park, lousy uniforms.
Good draft.
This one was a freak. This really? Miami 30-15 over Pittsburgh.
It wasn't that close.
It wasn't even that close, really. In the rain here in the biggity-biggity, Kansas City, man, Oakland just did not look good. Yeah. Their offense is not conducive to mud. Isn't it great, though, to see mud? Oakland's the only ballpark where you actually still see mud.
Yeah, and they never tried to run.
Yeah, 20 because they have nothing to run with. 26-10, it was the Chiefs over the Raiders in a classic AFL match. Elsewhere, it was Seattle 26-24 over the Falcons, the Battle of the Birds in Seattle. What the hell is up with Dallas? 30-16 over Green Bay? They're now 5-1, really? A game where Cabby walked out thinking this one was over.
I did.
Indianapolis was up at 14 at one point. Houston comes back to tie it up in overtime. 26-23, it was the Texans over the Colts. And we all know what happened on Thursday is the Thunderbolt Lightning 21-13 over Denver.
Yeah.
And our Monday night game?
The Super Bowl is next. At 2-4.
Yeah, at 2-4. Right.
We got 12-0.
Right.
Then 3-0 in the playoffs.
Right. And our Monday night game is who, do you know?
Oh, I know it's Arizona.
And
just end the season.
Jets, exactly. We're going to see. I got this. Oh, come on, computer, don't do this to me.
You know, Bruce was talking to me about the extension of Fitzgerald's contracts. Is like,
I like him.
I do, but he's just.
He just hasn't been with any team. Any team worth noticing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And, you know, they're deep.
And he's a smart guy.
I don't get the Chris Ivory move either. He's in Jacksonville, obviously flourishing there.
Nobody flourishes in Jacksonville.
Well, he's also in a committee.
By the way,
there.
Congratulations. Clayton Kershaw ties things up with 1-0. Your final score in Chicago, they move out to Chavez Ravine. They head out for game 3, and I believe that will be on Tuesday.
The next three.
Well, that's right, yeah. I forgot
the
about
new system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's the way it used to be, and that's the way it should be. We sashay under the frozen ponds. We sent a sashay here in San Francisco. It's just what we do. Three games in the NHL. It was the Islanders out in Uniondale, 3-2 over Anaheim.
I saw it the other way.
No, 3-2 Islanders over Anaheim. I'm looking at it, and it was in overtime. A game in which evidently Edmonton forgot to bring their goalie. Buffalo, the football team, put up some points. The hockey team put up 6-2 over Edmonton. And it was Vancouver in overtime, 4-3 over the former Hartford Whalers. And they would be the who?
Winnipeg.
Carolina Hurricane.
That was close.
Yeah, exactly.
Same kind of weather.
This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the youth leagues and softball bat. It's helped my wiffle ball game. Uh-oh. We just had an injury update.
From what sport?
Football. And it does not bode well at all for the I can't wait to talk to Marco D'Angelo on Wednesday. About this, the Steelers, they've had every opportunity to walk away from the AFC North with the Ravens tripping up the last three games in a row, starting 3-0. That sounds really good. Ben Roethlisberger reportedly tears his meniscus, uncertain timetime. Meniscus is the spongy, that's the spongy thing under your kneecap where I had mine replaced once, and it is not good. Sunday was not a good day for the Steelers. Hours after losing to the Dolphins, they learned that Roethlisberger, his knee. Let's see what here. I'm just going to read. I should have read this first off. Let's see. Despite the uncertain timetable, he might miss just one game with the torn meniscus. No, he's not going to miss just one game. Especially now that I'm telling you that is. When I blew mine out, when I got mine torn up, before I had my surgery, it was the most uncomfortable, painful thing. It's bone on bone. It's not fun. And of course, they got some great drugs in the NFL.
You had surgery?
I had my whole knee replaced.
I'm sorry. I thought sex change.
Well, no, that's next. We're just trying to figure out what sex I'm going to change to.
All right. That way you can use all the bathrooms.
Yeah, think about this one with the Republicans. They throw in an absolute S-fit, they're going to have transsexuals trying to molest our children and molest women in bathrooms. They want to ban that, but no, they're still going to vote for a guy who's checking out 13-year-olds going up an escalator. It's like, really? Come on, people, really?
Yeah, no, call me when you're 10 years older.
Honest to God.
Can you imagine saying that to a kid?
This is true. I grew up with a girl. I'm not going to tell her last name. Her first name was Alethea. Gorgeous girl. Gorgeous. Very exotic, kind of Greek looking. Not kind of. She did look good. But we were like 15 or 16 years old or something like that. And I forgot where we were walking around. Some guy walks up to her. He was like in his early 20s. Handed her a dime and says, "When you turn 18, would you please call me?"
Oh.
And this was like 1980. Times are a little different.
Was it Donald Trump?
No, it wasn't Donald Trump. Quit trying to be funny. In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
None of that was funny.
No, but I could still remember that. She's just like, huh? What? You're 15. What the hell do we know about it, right?
Yeah, I once bounced a guy off a bus like that.
I've seen that.
No, he pulls up to two girls, they're like in the 12, 13, and he goes, "I never done it with two women before."
And you're not going to do it with them either, right?
No, and I was sitting next to like three guys, and I just said, "Can you guys back me up?" And they're like, "Yeah."
Like I said, I grew up with four sisters, so that's something I just,
yeah. Yeah, you would pound on this guy for an
hour. Oh, hell yeah. Well, I wouldn't need to. My sisters would pound. Everyone says, "Well, you must have been like the big brother defending." They didn't need me.
We would tune them up.
They did not need me at all. My sisters, they not only were they vicious, they cheated and they fought dirty. Oh, man. Especially my sister Chrissy.
Yeah, I have the thing where when I meet women, I show them some basic self-defense, but they always use it on me.
Yeah, exactly. My sisters did not need it. Believe me, they didn't. What game? Let's put it this way. We're going into Los Angeles. Cubs are in Dodgers 3-1 or 1-1.
Edge with Arrieta. He's the next pitcher.
Yeah.
Now, how come they're saying Lester's the ace? Isn't because
here's the newsflash. Because he's pitched better this season.
Really? Arrieta's...
He has. Everyone else hasn't been bad, but Lester has been the guy who's been and Lester's been there before.
Yeah, but the last one I remember is the A's.
That happens. That's going to happen to the best of them.
Yeah, now he shows up,
right? But he is just this year. He has just been the better pitcher. Of course, Arrieta has been the better hitter. Just ask Madison Bumgarner.
You know, I was going to bring that up. I'm really impressed with the all what do you call this all-star level of pitchers, but they're all great hitters.
They're not great hitters.
But Kershaw, Mad Bum, and Arrieta are all pretty solid bats. I mean,
the best hitters I've ever. Ken Brett was a really good hitting coach. George's brother. Gary Peters with the White Sox and the Red Sox, he was a very good hitter. Who was a very good hitter? Fernando Valenzuela was a good hitter. They used him as a pinch hitter a couple of times. I mean, he was a very good hitter.
Yeah, I'm just like if you name like you know any list of three top pitchers, that's amazing that the three guys there.
Sandy Koufax was one of the worst hitting pitchers ever. His lifetime batting average was .091.
I thought they'd be a lot lower than.
No, I remember the best was Rick Camp. His lifetime batting average was like .057.
Right.
And he came up there and in the bottom of the 18th inning, he hit that home run against the Mets at 3:45 in the morning on the 4th of July to send the game to the 19th inning. It was the only home run he ever hit in his life.
Not that I was laughing, but Arrieta broke Madison Bumgarner's scoreless postseason streak. And it's like to lose to a pitcher that hits a home run, and you're a pitcher that hits home runs.
The one when we talk about pitchers hitting home runs, I mean, the one that gets me that I always think, you know, that's somebody who's going to get laid. And he's the only person ever to have done it. 1970, the year the Reds went to the World Series, 1970. Rick Wise of the Phillies pitched a no-hitter against the Reds and hit two home runs in the same game. That'll never happen again.
Oh, nice. What was the final on that?
I think the final score was 6-0 or something.
Okay, so it wasn't the only run.
He drove in four of them.
Oh, he drove in four. Okay.
Lord knows what's coming up next, boys and girls. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, you guys, don't throw me anything. My girlfriend put a curse on my glove.
I'll take the hex off the f***ing glove. Give me the glove.
Well, then you got to cut the head off a live rooster.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke, so that's the story we're going to go with. And one of my favorite movies, I'm big into cult flicks. I don't know if you want to call Dazed and Confused a cult flick, but if you're going to call it something, that would be something cool to call it, because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And a gentleman who did that movie, Richard Linklater, he's finally come up with something smart for motion pictures, something I can actually talk about. College baseball. Now, granted, we all know I was like a 264 hitter in college ball, but that's still something I have in common with Mr. Linklater, who played ball at Sam Houston State, me at Temple University. And he's here to discuss his new movie. It's called Everybody Wants Some. And welcome to Sports Overnight America. Welcome to our unmitigated disaster of a radio program there, sir.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, this is why they pay us both the big bucks. Hey, you're from Houston, Texas originally, are you not?
Yeah, they're in Huntsville, East Texas, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm actually going to Houston for the first time this coming weekend. I lived in Dallas, but never went to Houston. Shows you how smart.
Really?
I'm going to San Antonio to try the Four Horsemen burger at Chunky's to basically kill myself by eating suicide by burger. Then I'm going to Houston. I've never been to Houston before, so.
That might happen.
Yeah, do you know?
Going to get to Minute Maid Park, see a game.
I'm going to see the Rangers take on the Astros, and I'll be wearing my Red Sox hat while I'm there. So,
okay.
Well, I grew up in Massachusetts. I'm a native Red Sox fan. If you didn't root for the Red Sox, they raised your taxes. That's basically how it works.
Kind of have to be. Yeah, it's all regional. It's where you tumble into the world. I'm an Astros guy because I grew up in the Houston area.
Oh,
I'm. They're trying to make this rivalry between the Rangers now that they're both in the same league. For the first time.
Well, so you know, it's funny to have a right, and I'm glad you brought that up. See, somebody mentioned that, I think it was towards the end of the season last year. To have a rivalry, usually it means that both of your teams either have to be very bad at the same time or very good at the same time.
Yeah.
This hasn't happened very often with the Rangers or the Astros. And finally, in 2015, holy Christ, good for them. They both had good ball. I mean, this is actually good for baseball. And I know in California, you know, we have the rivalries out here. You know, the Dodgers and the Giants. And, of course, everybody can't stand the Angels, so they go at each other. Nobody cares about the Padres. I mean, you're from that part of the country. What's it like to have a big-time baseball rivalry in the state of Texas that doesn't have anything to do with the Aggies and the Longhorns? Is that a big deal down there?
Well, I don't know if it's fully taken yet. It's new. I mean, the Astros have only been in the American League for a little while. But
right.
I haven't gotten to the place where, you know, I'm kind of more Houston-based. But I think it started like Nolan Ryan went between the two franchises,
right.
You know, through his career and his post-career. He was
right.
Like president, and I think he's with the Astros now.
Well, yeah, and I think his son still does some work with the Astros organization,
yeah,
with the Rangers organization.
He's the president of the Astros, so I kind of, you know, when the Rangers are in the World Series, I'm for them, you know, just.
Oh, you're not one of those types that actually has one of those Rangers-Astros hats, are you?
No.
Okay.
But I'd rather the Rangers win than not, I guess. I don't know. I'm not. I guess I'm just more of a long-suffering Astros fan.
Oh, do you want to talk long-suffering? Well, you know, now I have room to talk, but you're just a couple of years older than I am. But I was at the Bucky Dent game, okay? I grew up a Red Sox fan. I've had my heart. I mean, Bill Spaceman Lee is one of my best friends. I grew
oh,
up
wow.
with, and I was a bleacher bum at Fenway as a kid growing up. You want to talk about, you're the Rangers and the Astros. You're good a couple of times, let's be honest. But with the Red Sox, it was
come on, Red Sox, how many World Series have you won in the last?
Okay, yes, I know I sound like a complete bastard, but I understand we've won three of them in the last, you know.
Okay, so say no more. The martyrdom has to stop.
But somewhere. Doesn't it bother you when you hear people, I've been a Red Sox fan going back to the days when Pedro was
good,
with them.
You won three World Series. Astros, we never won. We haven't won anything. We haven't won a World Series game.
So That's true. That's
you know, I can't really bend for the metaphor of pain and suffering that the Red Sox continue to lather on. Yeah.
Okay, let's all just pick on the Padres and the Cubs then. How does that sound?
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Bill Spaceman Lee. I have a character in my movie who's sort of modeled on him.
Oh, really? You should have called. I mean, I've known Bill since I'm 7 years old, so you should have called.
The best. Why is it always pitchers who are the weird guys? The guys who write books, who do yoga in the outfield, who have strange theories about everything?
It's all left-handers. It's not just pitchers.
They're always left-handed pitchers.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Bill's a well-educated left-handed pitcher. You know, his aunt is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
His aunt?
Yeah, Annabelle Lee. She was a League of Their Own. Annabelle Lee, arguably the best pitcher. She had a lifetime ERA of under 2 and threw the only perfect game in that league's history. And she's in the baseball.
I didn't realize they were relatives. Baseball, and my movie has this, you can be smart. I mean, there's a lot of really smart baseball players, especially pitchers. You know, I think hitting probably best to not be too bright.
Best not to think. Yeah, exactly.
That was your problem. You know, you thought too much.
I thought about the girl that was sitting behind the third base dugout looking over at her.
Easily distracted. Baseball gives you too much time to think.
Oh, you know? Especially as an outfielder. Oh,
yeah. Eyes are just probing the stands.
Oh, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, tell me real quick before we get to the characters in this movie. As a film director, I mean, I just mentioned during the opening, I always had a thing for cult films like Harold and Maude, one of my favorite movies. Was it the greatest movie ever made? No, but it's a great cult film. Brewster McCloud, a cult film. The Big Lebowski, is that the Coen's best movie? No, it's a cult film. What's it like to have a movie, which I'm sure you didn't go into, speaking of Dazed and Confused, great movie, right, by the way, and having started high school in 79, everyone of that age saw something of themselves in someone in that movie. When you make a movie like that, and you're proud of what you've accomplished, and you should have been with that movie, and it comes back to you being called a cult flick, is that more of an insult, or is that something you wear as a badge of honor?
It's not an insult. It usually means it didn't do that well initially. Like you mentioned, Harold and Maude took 20 years to break even.
Rocky,
you
know, Horror Picture Show.
A little underappreciated in their day, maybe.
Right.
And then people found themselves watching it over and over and over. And usually it's just they love the characters, they're familiar with them, and they feel at home with them, like you're hanging out with friends. That's what I want my new film to feel like, really. It's just a party. You really like these guys.
Those are baseball players. They're baseball players. Yeah, for people who think baseball players are athletes, no. Just good eye-hand coordination and excessively greased hormones. Richard Linklater, the director of Everybody Wants Some. So how did you come about? We got about 3 or 4 minutes here. I mean, I have the basic synopsis, a bunch of freshmen. I remember being 17 years old, walking onto the campus of Temple University, thinking I'm going to be the next right fielder for the Red Sox. I'm sure when you walked on the campus of Sam Houston State, you thought the same thing about your Rangers or your Astros. I mean, give everyone the basic synopsis about these guys walking onto a campus. They think they're it, and they're not, and they have to, you know, basically integrating yourself into a new team is not easy to do, especially when you suck like I did.
And that's totally what the movie's about. It's about one freshman in particular. You know, you waltz in, you think, oh, you know, you were the best guy
right
in your school and maybe in your whole district or that part of the state.
Right.
You think you're going to waltz in and be as good at this next level.
Right.
It's just you realize, oh, there are these guys 3 years older than you who've been doing it a while, and it's like, wow, they're not that impressed with you.
Don't want to give up their position to you either.
No, you're a threat to them. So they're screwing with you, you know, the whole time. Just initially there's kind of a block to even be accepted as part of the team. But you see it happen over the whole movie takes place over one long weekend. Like you show up on a Thursday, Friday's registration,
right,
classes start Monday. So it's just this party and they're all living in these two houses. Mm-hmm. So you got your new roommates, your new teammates, and you know, how do you fit in? How do you adjust? Do you go to the happy hour in the afternoon or you stay home and pack? Well, you better go to the happy hour with the guys.
Exactly. You don't want to be the freak right out of the bat.
Bonding and kind of adjusting to this new place you find yourself in life. So,
I have to ask you. Everyone wants to brag about at least one moment of their college career, whether they were a ball player. Well, no, nobody needs to brag about anything other than being a ball player. Top of your head, freshman year, you're a ball player at Sam Houston State. Your best moment. This is your chance to flaunt yourself as an athlete, not just as a filmmaker.
My best moment. Well, there was a while fairly early in the season I was leading the nation in stolen bases. I was very fast.
Okay.
And I'd completely forgotten about that until one of my teammates reminded
no,
me.
No power, huh?
No, I had some pop. By my sophomore year, I was batting third. But
I batted seventh. Listen to me talk, right?
seventh. That's kind of a nondescript place to be batting.
Good arm, good glove.
Good arm, good glove. I had an average arm, which usually means below average, but I had wheels, man. I was fast.
So what was your best moment? I want to hear this.
Hence all the stolen bases.
Right.
God, one good moment. See, I was a freshman. I only started five games my freshman.
See, I started right off the bat because someone in recruiting forgot to recruit. We had two guys who made it to the majors on my team, John Marzano and Jeff Manti. Marzano passed away recently. He was a catcher with the Red Sox. Manti played with the Orioles. But somebody in recruiting, we only had two natural left-handed hitters on our whole roster. Two.
Really?
And I was one of them.
My team made it to the majors. Glenn Wilson.
Oh, yeah, I know, sure. Yeah. I remember Glenn Wilson.
Yeah, he's kind of a character in the movie called McReynolds.
McReynolds.
He's the best guy on the team. He's the guy you look up and think, holy crap, that guy's
He's
just better than everybody else.
So you really don't have a best moment that jumps out at you from your freshman year in school as a ballplayer?
I don't know.
I drove in three runs.
Really, I had a frustrating year, to tell you the truth. I didn't settle into my sophomore year. I mean, I had a lot of good moments. There's just nothing to brag about.
I drove in the tying run in the bottom of the ninth and the winning run in the bottom of the 14th inning of a ball game against Penn State, both times getting hit in the head with a pitch. That's a true story.
That's taking one for the team.
Yeah, well, that's also called not being able to see a good slider coming from a left-hander. Anything else
an RBI in the books, though. So.
You know what? If anybody looks, they saw that in the 14-inning game, I went 1-for-3. I tell them it was a powerful 1-for-3. I don't tell them that I hit in the two sacrifices and got hit in the head twice.
Hit in the head. Well, it all counts, man. You got to do what you got to do to advance the runner, score the run. That's pretty awesome.
One last question before I give you one last question about the movie. At what point did you realize you weren't going to do it for a living, play ball, that is?
Well, my career got cut short my sophomore year. I had a heart condition where I couldn't run anymore. I had like a atrial fibrillation, a rhythm thing. So
right.
I was batting third in the lineup. So it just happened to me overnight. But I started to suspect, I don't know, I guess I was just delusional enough to think I might have played some minor league ball. But you realize you don't have the mentality, maybe not even the physical ability. But
I had the mentality. I thought, but I knew I wasn't better than my dad. He only made it to Double A.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, I cannot wait to see this movie. And listen, I really do appreciate you coming on with this. It's finally, you know what? Good for you. Somebody did a movie about college baseball. And that, what's next? I mean, college hockey?
You're going to love this movie.
I can't wait.
It's not just about baseball. It's about being on a team.
Yeah.
With the guy, the locker room, the bonding, the stupid little competitions, how driven and crazy everybody is. Funny, baseball players are witty, as you know.
That's because we don't bang our heads against each other all day like that. We have people like Bill Spaceman Lee, who used to sit at the old Fenway Motor Lodge with Jim Willoughby, smoke a joint, get called in from the bullpen, throw a three-hitter, and forget all about it by the end of the night. That's baseball.
Yeah. Moving on. Yeah, exactly.
Richard, I want to thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it, my friend.
All right, great talking
Take
to you.
Take care of yourself. Richard Linklater, the director of the new movie Everybody Wants Some, about college baseball, also did Dazed and Confused. Our thanks to Richard Linklater right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10.
Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Because we have a lot of greedy people in this country. And the greediest of the greedy saw what these guys did and went, wow, that's really f***ing greedy.
All right. I'm cool with that.
It's been that way for a long time.
From Silver Spring, Maryland, Lewis Black. Right outside of D.C. What was I read something earlier. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. A year ago, I remember Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live. And I remember him tweeting that, it's like, I had such a great time, it's a great show. And now he's saying it should be canceled because of the way they're part of the conspiracy now to rig the election.
40 years, right?
They're the ones, they're responsible.
How dare they get political now?
Now they're just getting political. Now.
And he's got the backing of Newt Gingrich, one of the most unpopular
Republicans in the history of the
polling.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't say history of this, but when they actually do polls.
Newt.
Like yeah.
You turned me into a Newt.
Never name your kid after a reptile.
Yeah, or Newton for that matter.
Name a salamander.
Yeah. You know how like a pack of wolves, a herd of buffalo. What's it for salamanders?
I don't know.
A Congress.
Oh.
See that?
I do agree with the closing Saturday Night Live, but because they got rid of Norm MacDonald.
I said I really like Norm MacDonald.
Right.
What is it for ravens?
I was going to say a Baltimore.
No, it's a Nevermore.
Right. I had a good one, but I can't even.
A Murder of Crows?
Yes.
There's other ones that are kind of funny.
A Murder?
Yeah. Pride. I remember I was doing some class in college, in high school, and the teacher asked, give us three order of species. And Pat Kennedy raises his hand and says, Pride of Lions, Pack of Wolves, and Rack of Lamb.
How about skunks?
And Rack of Lamb. I don't know what that is.
Bouquet.
Pepe Le Pew. That was actually pretty. My dad loved Pepe Le Pew.
I'll find out what the actual skunk one is. For next show. Next batch.
That's your thing, huh?
Yes. The next back show, next same time next week.
All right, I'm cool with that.
How did it go, that Batman verse? It goes, same bat time.
Same
bat channel.
Same bat channel.
Same bat time.
Exactly.
And we are, if anybody's batty.
Oh, God. I told you George Corson hit on my mom one time, right?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
One of my favorite all-time.
He was a bit on the drunk side.
Yeah, 12 Monkeys.
You can follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. By the way, for those of you on the East Coast, wake up. It's Monday.
Get up.
It is Monday. Time for you to go deal with the planet.
I want 20 push-ups from every non-veteran out there.
Damn, Skippy. Really? 20? That seems a lot.
From all the million people.
Wake up, East Coast.
A total of 20.
God help each and every last one of you, those idiots at the USA Network, next with what they humorously refer to as the news.
Kill SNL.
This is iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America. Wake up!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.